Watch, President Biden uses the term black jobs at African American event. By Joel B. Polak on September 13, 2024. President Joe Biden used the term black jobs on Friday, using a phrase that Democrats and journalists said was racist when former President Donald Trump used it to describe jobs taken by migrants from African Americans. Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominee for president, were both set to speak at the event. In his remarks, Biden said, "Thank you for all you've taught me. Thank you for all the love you've extended to me. I also wanted to host this brunch because we have progress to celebrate. Together, we're making the most significant investment in Black America in all of American history, SICK. We've centered racial equity at the center of everything we do. With your help, in just 3.5 years we've created over 2 million new Black jobs for Black Americans, a Black." Interjections. By the way, the next Black job to be filled is as President of the United States of America. Applause. Watch me. When Trump used the term, in a non-racist way, Democrats and journalists tried to turn it into a scandal. As Breitbart News reported, the fact is that Biden's big kill on the black people is the millions of people that he's allowed to come in through the border. And they're taking black jobs now, Trump said in his debate with Biden. They're taking black jobs and they're taking Hispanic jobs. And you haven't seen it yet, but you're going to see something that's going to be the worst in our history, he added. The morning after the debate, Democratic activists and left-leaning journalists railed against Trump's comments. Most of the Democratic responses focused on Trump's literal words, black jobs, rather than his serious charge of economic damage. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is the origin of the idea, borrowed by Biden, that the presidency itself is a black job. Who's going to tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs? She said at the Democratic National Convention, much to the delight of the media, who wrote whole stories about the remark. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.